Acts chapter 5. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, sold a possession, and kept back part of the money, his wife also knowing about it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not under your control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You haven't lied to men, but to God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the spirit. And great fear came on all of those who heard these things. And the young men got up, wound him up, and carried him out and buried him. And it was about 3 hours later when his wife, not knowing what had happened, came in. And Peter said to her, Tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, Yes, for so much. Then Peter said to her, How is it that you have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? See, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and she'll carry you out. Then she fell down immediately at his feet and yielded up the spirit. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her out, buried her by her husband. And a great fear came on all the church, and on as many as heard these things. And by the hands of the apostles many signs and wonders were done among the people. And they were all in agreement in Solomon's porch. And of the rest, no man dared join himself to them, but the people magnified them. And more believers were added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women, so that they brought out the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, so that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. And a multitude also came out of the surrounding cities to Jerusalem, bringing sick people, and those who were troubled by evil spirits, and they were all healed. Then the high priest rose up, and all of those who were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation, and arrested the apostles and put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord at night opened the prison doors and brought them out and said, Go, stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest came, and those who were with him, and called the council together, and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came and didn't find them in the prison, they returned and said, The prison truly found we shut with all security, and the keepers standing outside before the doors. But when we had opened, we found no one inside. Now when the high priest and the captain of the temple and the chief priests heard these things, they worried who would hear about it. Then someone came and told them, The men you put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people. Then the captain went with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people so that they wouldn't be stoned. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, Didn't we strictly command you not to teach in this name? And see, you filled Jerusalem with your teachings, and intend to make us guilty of this man's blood. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, We ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you killed and hung on a tree. God has exalted him with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God has given to those who obey him. When they heard that, they were cut to the heart and looked for ways to kill them. Then a Pharisee named Gamaliel stood up in the council, a doctor of the law, with a good reputation among all the people, and commanded to move the apostles farther away, and said to them, You men of Israel, Be careful what you intend to do concerning these men. For before these days, Theudas got up, boasting himself to be someone, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who was killed, and all who obeyed him were scattered and brought to nothing. After this man, Judas of Galilee rose up in the days of the taxing, and attracted away many people after him. He also perished, and all who obeyed him were dispersed. And now I say to you, refrain from these men, and let them alone. For if this counsel or this work is of men, it will come to nothing. But if it is from God, you can't overthrow it, or you might find you're fighting against God. And to him they agreed, and when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded them not to speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house, they didn't stop teaching and preaching Jesus Christ.